Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, the fun you have is good for you. You need it. You deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. You try it. For refreshing relief for a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
It's late afternoon at 79 Wistful Vista, almost dinner time, and the master of the house is hungrily pacing the floor. The back door opens and...
Fresher, boy!
Oh, hi, old-timer. I had a feeling that was you the minute all the pictures fell off the wall. Did you bring the stuff?
Yep. Paid it pretty fast, too. Picked up the stuff you wanted at Kramer's.
Oh, thanks, old-timer. I appreciate this. I'm as hungry as a bear.
Here you are. Two cans of dog food and one large box of canine kibble.
Thanks. Hey, Molly, the food's here. Get a pan out and let's get started, huh?
Oh, good. Hello, Mr. Old-timer. Did you set the table, dearie?
Yeah. Here's a can opener. You need anything else?
No, that's about it.
Good. Boy, I'm hungry. Well, let's get this over with.
Now, don't get impatient. This won't take long.
Yeah, I know, but...
Mort and Mabel Toops have done a lot of favors for us, and the least we can do is go over and feed their dog while they're away. We'll eat when we come back. I've got a nice roast in the oven.
I knew if I just kept my mouth shut long enough, this thing would work itself out.
I beg your pardon?
Well, all that dog food there and Johnny hungry and the table all set.
No, I'm not that hungry. That stuff's for Toops' dog.
Yeah.
They went to visit Mort's folks, and they won't be back till tomorrow morning, so we're feeding Fido for him.
No. Well, when you see that monster of theirs, kids, give him my regards. He's already got two pairs of my pants.
No kidding. I never saw the dog. Is he vicious?
Vicious? Why, Johnny, I could show you bite marks at... Oh, no, not with daughter here. Well, I better trot along, I guess. Got a date tonight with Bessie.
Oh, you and Bessie stepping out?
Oh, we sure are, daughter. Painting the town. That's what I got this $20 bill with me for. See here? Look at that.
20 smackers. Wow, you must be planning a big evening.
Yep. Got the itinerary, wrote down this order blank here.
Oh?
Now, I'll read it to you. First, we're going to a nice place for dinner. That's $5. Then to the picture show, widescreen, panorama scope and color with 3D added. 80 cents.
80 cents?
I sneak in the back.
Oh.
Now, from there, we catch a bus, 40 cents, out to Dugan's Lake Pavilion for dancing, $2.50, and then taxi fare back home for some smooching in the parlor. Makes a grand total, $12.40, including tax and a buck for her kid brother so he'll go to bed.
Her kid brother?
He's 62, but he still likes to sit and watch.
Boy, that's going to knock quite a hole in your $20 bill.
Won't hurt it a bit, Johnny. Bessie pays all the expenses.
But you just showed us a 20 and said you're taking it to...
That's the way it works, son. Everywhere we go, I pull out this bill, and I says, you got any change, baby? All I got is this $20 bill.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Works every time. Been doing it for months.
You mean you keep working that stale old gag and Bessie hasn't caught on yet?
Well, now, maybe she has and maybe she hasn't. But the way I got it figured, there's one big reason why Bessie keeps falling for that old chestnut.
What's that?
Because she fell for this old chestnut first. So long, kids, and good luck with the dog.
Bye.
Look, Molly, as long as the roast is ready and the table's all set, let's eat first before we go over to Toops's. I'm starving.
Oh, now, you're not afraid of that dog, are you?
Me? Oh, of course not. But I'm dying. Gee whiz. That roast smells so good and gee whiz. I know that dog is probably hungry, but I'm hungrier, and I don't see why...
All right, McGee, relax. We'll eat. It'd probably be dangerous to go over there right now anyhow.
Why, what you mean? You think that dog's apt to take my leg off?
No, but with you as hungry as you are, I'm afraid you two'd get in a fight over the dog biscuits, and I'd hate for Toops's dog to get hurt.
Oh, you're joshing me.
Get the carving knife, and I'll put the roast on the table.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
I hope you're going to have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you plan to watch a good football game, or get out and bowl, or spend the night at the fight, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's a favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
Here's the house.
Get the key. It's under the doormat.
Well, look who's out for a stroll.
Ah.
Hiya, Molly. Who's your friend?
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Well, look who's here. Jolly, jovial old George Gamble, M.B.
That's M.D., McGee.
It is? Is that what them initials on your bag say, George? M.D.?
Well, certainly. M.D., Doctor of Medicine. What else?
Well, I'll be darned. In all these years, I've always thought it was M.B., Master Butcher.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? They tell me at the drugstore that you studied with Swift & Company. Did your postgraduate work at Armour's and interned at the packing house.
McGee.
My goodness, how could they make a mistake like that?
Oh, we all make mistakes, my boy. That's why you are here.
Let's go, Molly. Let's get on in here.
We promised to feed Toops' dog while they're away, Doctor. I've got the dog food here.
Hey, from the sound of that, I think he's ready to be fed.
Yeah, get the key and unlock the door, McGee.
Gee, I don't know. He sure don't sound friendly. Maybe we ought to...
Oh, he's just hungry, that's all. Open a can of dog food, unlock the door, and hand it to him. After that, he'll be your friend for life.
You think so, Doc? You sure he won't bite me the minute I open the door?
When he smells the food, he'll be as gentle as a lamb. I'll give you a guarantee on it.
Yeah?
If I'm mistaken about that dog, I'll sew your leg up free.
Well, that's right. Well, huh?
So long, Molly.
Goodbye, Doctor. Huh. Open the dog food while I open the door. Let's get this over with.
Boy, look at that guy eat, will you? Doc was right. As soon as the dog saw that food, he was as friendly as a loan shark with a new customer.
Well, he's just about finished.
I hope so.
Get the leash off the living room table and we'll walk him around the block, okay?
Okay. Probably take us both to hold him. I hope he don't run across any cats. Hey, look at him. Here he comes.
Hmm.
Look what he's doing, will you? Hmm. Sitting down right in front of the door.
Isn't that cute? I guess he knows he's going out.
Well, I'll just hook the leash on him and... Whoop.
No! He's not going to get nasty again, is he?
Well, you don't have to go walking on my account. Let him sit there. Come on, let's go home.
For goodness sakes, he doesn't want us to leave. Come on, doggy, move out of the way. We've got to go.
He keeps blocking my way. Get out of the way, you big bully. Doggone it, we fed you. Now, come on, we're tired. We want to get out of here and go home to bed. Step aside. Please, step aside.
Heavenly days, if this isn't the silliest... Well, come on, let's go out the back door. Let him sit there, the silly dog. Whoops.
Hmm, he must have heard you. Well, he's got us blocked again.
Maybe if we make a run for the front door while he's blocking the kitchen.
Oh, this is ridiculous. No matter which way. Hey, you got Mabel's phone number? Where she's visiting? The one she gave us for an emergency?
Yes, it's right here in my purse.
Well, dig it out and get her on the phone. If this ain't an emergency, I never saw one. All the stupid, idiotic pups I ever saw, this one.
That's right, Mabel. Every time we make a move to leave the house, he blocks our way and starts growling.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. Well, put him on, will you?
What?
Let me talk to him. To Tarzan, the dog.
Oh, it's for you, Tarzan.
Tarzan, now you behave yourself, you hear me? Sit down now. Sit. What's he doing now, Molly? Is he sitting?
Yeah, he's sitting in front of the mantel. McGee's sitting on top of the mantel.
Did you tell her we even tried sneaking out a window, but he wouldn't let us?
Yes, dearie. Hush, I can't hear. Well, Mabel, now what?
He won't let you out the front door or the back, huh?
No, nor the window even.
Well, I tell you what you better do, Ma. If you'll run upstairs and look in my closet, you'll
beginning to think we'd never get to bed. You tired?
Beat. Hmm? Oh, am I glad to get to bed.
Boy.
The next time I offer to feed a neighbor's dog while the neighbors are out of town, throw a collar and a leash on me and tie me up, will you?
I'll say I will. How's the bed? Comfortable?
Wonderful. Mabel said they got a very good buy on these mattresses at the Bonton.
Yeah. Hey, how do you like me in Mort's pajamas? Pretty snazzy, huh?
Very cute.
Yeah.
Before you turn out the light, hang up Mabel's robe for me, will you?
Okay.
They'll be home early in the morning, and I don't want her bedroom all mussed up because she's...
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
The way you feel is so important to the way you do your work and have your fun. That's why it's so important to guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of a tired, below-par feeling. Your food may not always contain enough vitamins, so do as so many others do. Take one-a-day vitamin tablets every day. One-a-day multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. They're low in cost, they're easy to swallow. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Hey, Molly. Molly, you asleep?
Not anymore. What's the matter?
I wonder where that dog is.
He was at the foot of the steps when we came up to bed. Why?
I'm hungry. I think I'll sneak downstairs and see what Toops has got in their icebox.
Oh, now, McGee, you shouldn't do that.
Why not? Gee whiz, we're stuck here till tomorrow. No, I guess you're right. Wouldn't be polite. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Mary Jane Croft appeared as Mabel Toops, and Tarzan the dog is better known as Fritz Felt. On Monday, a mystery intrudes itself upon the McGee's. To find out what it's about, be sure to listen again Monday. This is John Wald wishing you all a happy weekend.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.